You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. For this week's Audiograph clue, we've been playing you this sound.
It is not the first person in the water. It is the first three people. Women! Come support your town!
We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. KALW's Ted Muldoon has the answer.
It's July 4th, 8 a.m. I'm standing on the beach in Bolinas with my dad.
My name is Brian Muldoon. I'm a several-year observant of this spectacle on the mornings of July 4th.
Since the 1960s, denizens of the neighboring towns of Bolinas and Stinson Beach square off every 4th of July in a tug of war across the lagoon that separates them. Two tugs, actually, the men's pole and the women's pole. They're put together by the local chapter of the Lions Club, whose chief organizer this morning is Bill Barton.
Every year, thousands of people converge on the beach to watch this annual event.
The Bolinas Lagoon flows through a narrow channel at the beachfront. The channel itself is only about 200 feet across, and it's really the only thing that separates the two beaches of Bolinas and Stinson. That, sea lions, and sometimes sharks. My dad notices that the people from Stinson seem to be a little bit more organized this morning.
They seem to do a superior job of early preparations, marking their tow lines, and their team seems to be assembling much quicker. There isn't any sign of such activity here on the Bolinas side. All in keeping with the personalities of each of these towns. So Bolinas is not going to get there too early.
I think the Bolinas side, unfortunately, a lot of the team spent too many hours in the Smiley's Bar the night before. I think that hampered their ability to pull.
Smiley's, that's the local bar in Bolinas, the only bar, really. While Stinson Beach has become a popular tourist destination, Bolinas wants to be left alone. Its residents are infamous for tearing down any signage that points the way to their town. The 4th of July is a time of year when these two communities can come together to pull each other apart. The tug of war is a truly ancient sport. It has origins in Egyptian, Greek, and Chinese society, among others. The tug of war was actually included as part of the Olympic Games in the early 20th century. There's even an international governing body, the Tug of War International Federation, that organizes competitions worldwide. There needs to be rules, because the sport can be dangerous. If the rope is mishandled, grisly things can happen, like finger, hand, and even arm amputations. And on the coast here, who knows what you can lose if you're pulled into the water.
Jump on, boss.
I've gotten aboard a volunteer's boat to cross the channel from Bolinas to Stinson Beach. My captain, now in his 60s, has his own cautionary tale about the tug of war from his teen years.
My name is Josh Churchman. I was on it when I was a teenager. You know, used to pull. Too old to pull now. Well, my most memorable year was when the fire marshal from Stinson Beach hooked the Jeep up to the truck and dragged all the hippies from Bolinas into the water. Yeah, the guy right in front of me broke his arm.
Churchman drops me in Stinson.
Hey guys, if you're pulling, come on over here!
Hundreds of people have now gathered on both sides of the lagoon. The Stinson women's captain, Kaysen Splain, is rallying her team.
Stinson Beach on three?
Stinson Beach on three! One, two, three!
Stinson Beach!
Let's go, Stinson!
Over on the Bolinas side, there's some mild concern. A holiday Grateful Dead concert in Chicago has left the women's team out three core members. But the tug must go on.
Move forward a bit, move forward.
The 30 women on either side of the rope throw their combined weight backwards. Momentum comes in waves. Pull for 10-second intervals, lock, rest in place for 10 seconds, and then repeat. 4 minutes in, Stinson is done for. My dad calls it from the other side of the lagoon.
Bolinas is victorious.
Even without the missing deadheads. And now it's the men's turn. Volunteers work swiftly to reset the rope. The men situate themselves, rubbing off excess sand to improve their grip.
All right, let's keep our grip strength.
Stinson has some burly men on their team, like professional football player burly. But chief organizer Bill Barton says it's all part of the game.
Well, I know they had some football players last year as well. They import them for the pull.
And here we go. Two years ago, the men's contest took a back-breaking 11 minutes to complete. Today, it only takes 6 minutes for the Stinson men to pull out a win.
That was the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Soon after, the crowds disperse and return to their 4th of July festivities. Barbecues, fireworks. My dad surveys the scene, which moments ago had been teeming with prideful onlookers.
And the lagoon has returned to its placid state.
Until next year, Dad. Until next year. On the Bolinas Lagoon, I'm Ted Muldoon for Cross Currents.